Transformation Painting. This is Lee. How can I help you?
Hi, Lee. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. I was just following up because I noticed we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so I wasn't sure if there was something going on with the card we have on file.
There is. There was. Facebook was taking out money that I don't even do ads on Facebook.
Oh, no. So
they issued me new cards.
Okay.
So I needed to get into, I tried to do it myself, but it told me that I had to reach out.
That was
the delay.
Okay, thank you for relaying all of that to me, and I'm sorry to hear about your card and the Facebook.
They did the investigation. They replaced all my funds, but that was the holdup. I was waiting for these cards.
Okay, but you have them now, right? So I can update it for you.
Yeah, I'm about to give you the number right now.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are, Lee.
All right, 4427.
Okay.
9500.
Got it.
1261.
Okay.
9519. Expiration date 9/27. You need the security code?
Yes, please.
951.
Okay, and is it still the Geneva Avenue for the billing address?
That is true. Nothing else is different.
Okay.
Just my card numbers.
So let me get your authorization.
You can take the one card. You can take them off of there. Have access to do that.
Yep. This new card just replaced the other one that we had on file. So moving forward.
Absolutely. Same account number, just different cards.
Okay, got it. And I did get the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that, Lee, and have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
Yeah, couple of questions. What was the total? I don't remember.
Okay, so you had two invoices that were failing. So the first one was for $396, and that was for your Google guaranteed leads. And then the other one was just your regular monthly fee of $199. So I got the green light on both of them.
Yeah, the Google guaranteed leads, I could tell that the leads have slowed down.
Okay.
Because of the season. So what is the procedure of that if I want to
kind of pause them?
Yeah, I need to pause that.
Okay.
Because my line of work, it goes by season and kind of.
Okay.
And we get slow in the winter. And I don't want to deplete all my funds and shelling out extra more than I don't have to.
Right.
So, and it's already hard to get a chance to talk to somebody. So I just figured I'd ask you while you're on the phone with me.
Okay. So I am not sure if I can just send that department a message to pause the leads and if it happens automatically or if they have to contact you. So what I'm going to do is I'll send a message over there. And if they can do it automatically, I'll tell them to follow up with an email just so that you have confirmation. But if
Sorry to cut you off. How about this? Send them an email before you do the cancel or the pause thing. Have someone contact me.
Okay, let's do that because I can tell them to reach out to you and they'll reach out to you within one business day. Matter of fact, I can probably get them to call you within the hour. So I'll send the message over there and then they'll call you and then they can give you options on, you know, maybe you don't want to pause them completely. Maybe you just want to get the budget or something.
Yeah.
So you can talk to them about that.
That's what I was thinking. I might not want to pause them completely, and if they could work with me, we can do half or something like that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You got it. Okay, so I'm going to reach out to them right now, and they'll be calling you at some point today, okay?
Okay, I appreciate you, Tina.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for explaining all of that to me, and have a great rest of your day, too, okay?
Absolutely. You as well.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, bye.